Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hoop ballers, let's talk about your balls. Yep, your balls and the area around them. Let's talk about manscaped.com. Go there and use promo code HOOPBALL20, HOOPBALL20. Use the promo code and go check out all the tools they have of trimming the hedges and taking care of your lawn, like the Lawnmower 3.0 with a built-in LED light to help you get into those dark thigh crevices on the inner parts. Also, the Gooch. It is hard to get to the Gooch if you can't see it. So use the LED light with the anti-tugless technology on the razor. Full, long battery life. Then check out the weed whacker. Bring that out of the shed. Use it on your shrubs. Cut down what you need, down to bare minimum if you need to. It's got a nice anti-tugless technology, just like the Lawnmower 3.0. It's also got a lithium battery. And best news of all, these things are waterproof. So that way you can do it in the shower and take care of business in the cleanest way possible. HoopBall20 is the promo code that's going to get you free shipping as well as 20% off. I recommend using it. I recommend getting the complete care kit with your free shipping and your 20% off. Spend a little extra, get a lot more. There's a good care kit there for us gentlemen, face scrub, shampoo, ball treatment, and the area that surrounds our balls. I believe there's even a pair of underwear in there for our balls. So yeah. That's going to conclude the talk about our balls. Now let's talk about bets. MyBookie.ag is where all the hoop ballers take care of their winnings and where we place all of our wagers that we post in our article in the Wager Pass, as well as our free plays and our Discord chats. Yes, MyBookie.ag. Use promo code HOOPBALL, HOOPBALL. Let them know that we sent you. Hell, specifically type in my name. I want them to know. But most importantly, you got to let them know what podcast that is. And it is Today in Sports Betting. You let them know that we sent you. And then we, as a family, get to grow. And then we get to set you up to reap more benefits. And that is what's important to us because we are here to help you win money. And that is why we recommend MyBookie. Their slogan is bet, win, get paid. And it's quite simply that easy. Use Bitcoin to get going. It's a high recommendation of VM Center at Vince Miracle, our guy. It's a recommendation of me. It's so easy. Dan Bespris, the podfather, Aaron Bruski, the godfather, they get in there, they get going with Bitcoin, they get their money in and out, and it's easy peasy. HoopBall's the promo code. Use that. Let them know that we sent you. MyBookie.ag. Bet, win, get paid. Now, as a podcast, we have your balls and your bets covered. And without further ado, we have Today in Sports Betting.
The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
Hoop Ballers! Welcome back to another episode and another edition of Today in Sports Betting. I am your host, Devin Ellington, right? DALE007 on Twitter. Find the rest of the crew and the rest of the programming notes, et cetera, at HoopBall Gaming on Twitter. But most importantly, you got to go to hoop-ball, to get hoop-ball. hoopball.com. I believe Aaron Brewski, Mr. Owner himself, is trying to still work out that domain thing, trying to make a good offer on the owner of that. It's been inactive for like 3 years. We're trying to simplify it. Hoopball.com would be so much better, but hoop-ball.com, that's where you'll find us. And lots of free content, team-specific stuff. Draft talk is ramping up. NBA fantasy ratings, rankings, as well as dynasty leagues, chatter. All that stuff is starting to get piping hot and come off the back burner. Draft season's really exciting. And actually, MLB draft is coming up here soon. So we got, you know, lots of stuff to look at. Really excited because we're going to be previewing and recapping some baseball. Got some general chatter to go about. Then we've got some promos and sponsors, of course. MyBookie.ag. Go over there. You use promo code HOOPBALL, H-O-O-P-B-A-L-L. You're going to get awesome customer service, diversity as far as what you can play on, and you're going to get wonderful, wonderful bonuses and payouts if you choose to roll that way. Bitcoin, for me, for the HoopBALL team generally, it's nice to get your money in, get it out, get on a nice heater that we get on, and, you know, take your winnings. Don't lock your money up. So promo code is the most important part for you new listeners. So also thank you for joining in. This is, like I said, Today in Sports Betting. Blake, my compadre, my left-hand Han Solo man, is going to be in the ship today. Hi, Blake.
Hello. Isn't that right hand? Never heard left hand before.
Oh, well, I'm left-handed, so.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
We're trying.
Explains something. A thing or two.
Yeah, yeah.
Only lefties would back Matt Harvey.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
All right,
man. Yeah, yeah, we'll get into
Sorry.
That. No, you're good. You're
How
good.
Are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Could be a whole lot worse. The Cincinnati and Kansas City game played out how I thought it was going to play out, though. So that gave me a little boat of confidence. Even though the Royals just fudged away the game, but the total, you know, Cincinnati's offense still bad on the road. You know, like I said, I haven't made plays in a while. So, you know, old habits die young or hard or whatever that saying is.
Hard. Yeah.
So lots of stuff happened in baseball and you had some good plays and good angles. Adam had some good angles in Discord and in the wager pass. I, on the side, took a bunch of little team total bets that didn't really work out, all in spirit of diagnostics. Just kind of getting out there, getting some repetitions again after, you know, post flood 'em. And so we're back in the ship and let's recap probably one of your, favorite plays that you had from, what was that? That'd be Wednesday. Now we're recording this late Wednesday on the cusp of a Thursday.
Yeah. Well, this game going on right now.
The Holy Cardinals cow. Giants.
Yep. Sorry, I took the run line on the Giants. They gave it up in the bottom of the eighth. In the top of the ninth, he just hit a home run to go up by three. Hell yeah. Yeah. All right. So that is my new favorite play.
Heck yeah.
Love those. No, I had plays on this Reds Royals. Yeah, me too, especially at home. Yeah, this Red Royals series. I'm pretty sure I had plays on every game in the series. I think I did fairly well.
I'm glad someone kept the Kansas City plays live. So
yeah, I felt your energy. Brady Singer pitched the game of his life today, though. How about that?
Yeah, man, his control looked really good, and his velocity had a lot of movement and tailspin on it.
Yeah, yeah, he looked better than I would have given him credit for. Well, than I did give him credit for, to be honest. Yeah. I'm on the internet as not giving him credit.
Yeah, yeah. Sonny Gray had an above average start, which I think I touched on in the wager pass. So kudos us for looking at those arms and this matchup. And you won your first five under bet, didn't you?
I won the first five under. I lost the Brady Singer under K's prop.
Right, right. Which, I mean,
it's by the hook.
You know, like I said, in the under aspect, it's just very, very hard to back Cincinnati on the road. But Singer, like you mentioned in your write-up, that's why it's so interesting, conflicting data. But, you know, Singer not being a strikeout pitcher at all, you know, it made a lot of sense.
Yeah, it did for me too. And the Reds don't strike out on the road.
Yeah,
but they were also missing Castellanos. I almost stayed away from the game altogether because Castellanos was out.
Yeah.
And he's just such a big piece of their team.
Yeah, they don't strike out. They just pop out to foul territory. Yeah. Joey Votto specifically. It's like he went that whole stretch in his career where he didn't do it, and it was like after he did it one time. Know. Or what was it, where he popped out to first base, like he had gone like 600 at bats or some crazy shit.
I think it was more than that. It was like a push in a decade, I'm pretty sure.
Dude, it was a lot. It was pretty much my whole childhood almost.
Yeah, he didn't pop out. I think it was in foul ground on first base side or something.
Yeah.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
And now he does it all Maniac. The time. That's what happens when you get old. Miggy Cabrera is getting old, and I kind of just feel honored getting to watch his at-bats, you know, now that he's like about to wrap it up soon. Last couple times I've watched, the last two Miggy at-bats I watched was a cool hook pull solo shot in Miggy form, and then a single that he hit off of the pitcher that pinballed through the infield and drove in a run. So for Detroit today. And it's just cool to see these old players still doing it. And hoping the Giants finish off that duo of good plays for you from the day.
Yeah, we started recording right after they gave it up, so I'm feeling much better now.
Yeah. And what's funny is as soon as you started talking about that, I got like a mosquito light distraction in the corner of my eye of, you know, a sports pop up on my phone. And it was the Giants, you know, registering.
Oh, sick. Wins.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's kind of funny.
You hit that straightaway center too. It's a deep park.
Yeah. I don't want to steam or fumigate too much about these freaking pushes today because they're blessings. I need to just accept it for what it is. But three is ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
That is ridiculous. Yeah.
It's either I'm that close or I'm like that off, and it's hard to say. Speaking of how off I was, how about that Baltimore Orioles money line play I had? That was a really good call.
Yeah, that was my favorite call of the day.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I didn't
almost put my mortgage on it.
What was it, like 10-1, 11-1? No, they scored two runs. It was like 12-2.
10-2, yeah.
10-2.
10-2.
Yeah. So don't back Matt Harvey Dent, y'all.
And, don't back Matt Harvey.
If you hear me talk about doing it, fade me on that day because it's just a fade Harvey day every day that he pitches. And Joe Osborne, great friend of the show, and you know, contributor of Odd Shark, he has made it pretty much a Twitter national holiday each time that Matt Harvey makes a start, and a whole bunch of people make a bunch of money, and I lost today. So I got too cute, and I don't know, it wasn't even really about Matt Harvey, it was about the Orioles going up against a lefty. And yeah. Ryu has been giving up some home runs and some walk numbers and stuff that you wouldn't really look at normally, especially on the road. So I tried and I missed. So
are you saying you dug a little too deep, you think?
Yeah, probably. Absolutely.
I notice sometimes with baseball, when you dig too deep, it's too easy to talk yourself into stupid things.
Yeah. You know, backing Matt Harvey is probably the stupidest thing I've done this
year. There you go. So, proof right there.
Yeah.
Good news is John Means is beginning a rehab assignment.
Yes. Sign me up for all the John Means.
Yeah.
I like that guy. You know, it sucks. The last time I backed him was a start he came out of that, right? Like right after he came out of it, they're like, oh yeah, he's going to the IL.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I had a play. Like
it's been so long.
Yeah, he gave up those three runs within the first like 25 pitches, and he like started pointing to his arm, and then they were like, "Oh yeah, get him out of there."
Okay.
And I was like, "Oh cool." So maybe I just need to stop backing the Orioles is what I'm starting to learn, in general.
Yeah, they're a wishy-washy team. Their offense can be really good, but it's just you don't know with them.
There are some exciting games to talk about for Thursday as we start getting near the ASB, All-Star break, All-Star game. Side tangent, did you ever watch the league?
I started it. I couldn't get into it.
Yeah. Anyways, I was going to make a dumb reference because the initials that I just used made me think of a specific part of the show, but we won't get down that rabbit hole. And if you know what I'm talking about, then you know what I'm talking about. So
then I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You don't need me.
You smell what I'm stepping in. So, holy crap. We can talk about tomorrow at some point, but the Nationals scored 10 runs on the Padres.
Yeah, I saw that. Did they finally stop?
Is bad. Padres only scored two runs, top of the seventh. Yeah, so the Padres, if they score over their team total, that'd be awesome. Diamondbacks hit theirs. So let's see. I had the Red Sox, Astros, Diamondbacks, Nationals, Padres on my team total card today. That were just a part of my personal plays.
Gotcha.
And I almost went with the Giants, but I just didn't know with Oviedo. Alex Wood still looks really good. And I hate your Mariners. Now we can talk about Thursday.
What was your Mariners play?
Just their money line in the first five. Kikuchi's been like...
Oh, it was the first five.
I mean, he's like Lance Lynn-esque in the first five.
Honestly, the reason I stayed away from it is I feel like when after All-Star inductees or whatever, is that the word? Get announced. Then I feel like there's always that fall off right after. And I don't know if it's true or not. I have no data to back it up. I feel like when a guy gets announced in an All-Star game, he craps out for a couple days.
Touche.
That's why I stayed away from the Kikuchi play. I almost played it too.
It's a good look, honestly. It makes sense. You know, we talk about the psychology of sports and sports betting in this show a lot. And that's obviously an angle to take in that department. So the angle that aspect. Didn't really. Yeah, no, he was bad. Like, was it three runs in the first inning?
Yeah, so it was a lot of hard contact.
Yeah. Not a lot of whiffs at all, which is weird because I was looking at that New York lineup closely and they had guys around the Mendoza line under it, Brett Gardner specifically at 163. Only one hitter over three or at
Brett Gardner's at 163
against lefties.
Oh, against lefties.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I should have thrown that in there. Yeah. So I mean,
you probably did.
Yeah. But anyways, like I said, we can talk about Thursday now. Do you have something, or unless you've got other points to make, please don't let me.
No, nothing. Yeah. Another reason I stay away from the Yankees games, they had that last minute pitching change and you never know how that goes too.
Oh yeah. It usually
that always messes in my head.
Well, we saw it with the Dodgers tonight, which I don't, did they end up winning or did the Mariners get that in the bottom of them? Did they walk that off or Marlins? Marlins won 9-6 against the Dodgers, and they had that late pitching change also. So one team lost, one team won, and makes for a weird betting angle for sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I just remember watching a game, whatever, and the broadcasters were talking about his next pitcher. He's talking about how some people it's good for them and some people it's bad because if they don't have time to think, sometimes they go out there and throw up a stinker. But some guys, they don't have time to think. They go out there and, throw up a gem.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think tomorrow
has
weird stuff to talk about. There's some one of my favorite games is actually the Pirates and the Mets. So we can.
Yeah.
That's at 6 o'clock. Do you have any morning baseball that you're looking at that you like? Have you seen anything, matchups, whiff percentage, Mr. Savant, any stuff like that?
No, I haven't dug into it too much yet. I like the Astros. The Dodgers Marlins is interesting.
Yeah, Urias.
Because I like Alcantara. Yeah. Oh,
yeah. See, you like Alcantara. I like Urias. I like Alcantara too, but every time I try to back him, he cans out.
Yeah. He sure does, or just the team does. A lot of times it's not his fault.
And I picked the Dodgers tonight on Tally Site. Again, we're recording this late Thursday, approaching the midnight hour for me. I'm a little ahead of Blake into Thursday. But this is Thursday's show, and I took the Dodgers on Tally Site, just as a minus 180. I think it was under $2 favorite, so I was like, why not? Marlins are on my do not bet list as a team. Maybe I need to incorporate their games in general and just move away from them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I like Urias tomorrow, but was he named an all-star? Could we fade him tomorrow?
I don't think he was.
10 wins, sub 4 ERA. Honestly, he's been what's keeping the Dodgers afloat. I don't really
pay attention to a lot of all-star stuff, to be honest. Yeah.
And
I'm not a big all-star guy.
Getting in some whoopsie daisy incidents off the diamond.
Some whoopsie, yeah.
Whatever's going on there. They canceled Trevor Bauer bobblehead night on August 19th. I know that. Saw that on the broadcast. All right.
That's good.
So Sorry, Dodgers. Hey, that looks... This is
yeah, terrible. Sorry, Dodgers.
This is terrible. And I say that, I'll bookmark it. It's terrible. I'll bookmark it at the beginning of the season and at the end.
I'm intrigued.
It looks good for our win total under on the season and our preview, you know, we did on them.
It does. Uh-huh.
So, again, I know it's terrible for me to say that, but hey.
Yeah, it was looking good before that too.
I mean, it was looking good before it.
Yeah.
Hey, how about our call on the Twins though? Like that's honestly one of the ones that I'm more proud of. How we
Twins and the Diamondbacks, we took the under too.
Yeah, Diamondbacks were easy though. I think the Twins for them, I don't know. There's a lot of people still wanting to believe in them, but they just didn't have enough depth. They didn't have enough in the farm system. They didn't have enough arms. So
yeah, they have a very like 1990s baseball team.
And, yeah, yeah, and look at the
roster makeup.
And look at Cleveland and Mr. Francona just kind of coasting away, you know, just, you know, doing what we thought he would do, you know.
Yeah, they've been kind of annoyingly good.
Bieber, you know, he's been out. So, yeah. Speaking of the Diamondbacks, their game tomorrow at 2:40 Central, they got Lord Faria on the mound. That's not his first name.
Yeah, I understand. But, and there are friends.
It kind of looked like Lord Farquaad. Jake Faria.
Yeah.
And Chi-Chi Gonzalez. I am fading Chi-Chi. I'm honestly Chi-Chi. Blindly, before I look at this again, I'm going to dig in and build a bunker here and die on this hill because, hey, the Diamondbacks at home against Chi-Chi Gonzalez. Stinks he's not a lefty because the slugging and the XFIB and all that good stuff for the Diamondbacks with their power against lefties is awesome at home. But Diamondbacks at home, Rockies on the road. I like the over on their team total before I even look at it. I like the over in this game. This Faria guy's got a 5.25 ERA. Limited work, I will say. Very limited, you know, exposure of this kid. Mm-hmm. He's getting tossed out there like Diamondbacks are just doing stuff. So, yeah, I like the over because the teams are pretty bad and they're in exposed positions. And look, speaking of the Diamondbacks, Eduardo Escobar and Mr. Martinez in the Discord with his +400 home run call.
Will he ever stop? Awesome.
I'm sorry?
Will he ever stop calling those home runs?
Probably not. It's like a daily occurrence.
Dude, it is. He gets like one a day.
And
it's not supposed to be easy.
No, it's not. I don't know. I've never seen anything like it. So he's actually going to talk about it on some Today in Sports Betting here very soon also. I think we might also just be putting a segment together into this episode. This is going to be like a jam-packed episode. It's going to be like those encyclopedia volumes that you buy, you know?
I don't buy them.
I usually pick them up off of curbs. Dude, I've honestly got a couple of collections. I am looking at a 1984 almanac that I bought for 10 cents.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, that's good.
So, it's
a wealth of knowledge you'll never...
never
have you read it?
I've made it to...
And or used it?
Well, so it's for the whole 20th century, right? And I've made it to the year 1905. I could tell you a lot about Russian Tsar ships and like what commanders in the English army decided to try to bang shit up in the South Africans, you know, whatnot, in the Welsh wars and all that independence bullshit over there. So,
yeah. Sounds like a whole other podcast.
Hey, got an idea. That's
there you go.
Good idea there, man. We'll stick to
baseball. I know my baseball history, but that's about it.
Hey, baseball history is so deep and thorough.
It is. I love it.
It's crazy. And I like the fact that this game still offers chances of that history to be broken.
True.
Okay, so probably I'm not backing the Baltimore Orioles side tomorrow, but looking ahead, foreshadowing, probably going to be looking at the over in the game. It's hard to say, though, because we do like Manoah. I like to talk about Manoah. He's got a sub-3 ERA for the Blue Jays, but that bullpen, if they get to the bullpen, which I doubt the Orioles do because their offense is terrible. But long story short, the Blue Jays can score a shit ton of runs. And look what they did today against them. And I think the bullpen is gassed and looking forward to the All-Star break for Baltimore. So looking at possibly the full game over tomorrow at first glance.
Yeah, you can only go to the over-under because the Blue Jays' run line is minus 145.
Yeah.
Which is absurd.
That is.
I'd lean towards a – what's the Blue Jays team total?
Blue Jays team
total. Do you have that in front of you?
Let me pull it up. I am getting it right here. 6.5. The total's 11. I saw it at 10.5.
Yeah, I saw games at 11, yeah.
No. Ugh.
That's a lot.
Yeah, man.
Especially when one of the pitchers are good, you're relying on one team to score all those runs.
Yeah.
That's pretty much. Exactly. I think Blue Jays team total over or nothing.
Yeah. Or run line.
Yeah, it's minus, what, 140 I said? 145?
Oh, yeah, that's what
that's
you
absurd.
Said.
Absurd.
Yeah, that's absurd. Yeah, never mind. Duh. No. Dude,
how about this Manoah kid, though? Is he for real?
I don't know about for real. I mean, he's doing good for him now. Like, that's what they need.
He barely even pitched the minors.
Yeah, he got pretty much thrown in there real quickly. So,
this guy's ridiculous.
he
pitched 35 innings in the minor leagues.
35? Well, that's probably what, like 3 games, maybe? 4 games?
35 innings? Yeah, 9 over 2019, 2021. Weird.
Okay.
Sorry, I deflect this again.
No, that's cool. Well, I mean, because 2020, they were shut out.
He's going to hit a wall.
Because of COVID.
Yeah. So I'm just wondering if and when the league is going to figure him out.
Maybe post All-Star break, we can start fading Manoah. Yeah.
I feel like they should have by now, but they haven't. So he must be real.
Well, his starts to who he's going against. I mean, I think he's had some pretty, he's had a couple of tough outings, but with the Toronto offense being what it is, the fact of the matter is he's getting out a lot of bad positions with like ties or whatever when they pull him out of the game.
Yeah.
You know, Charlie Montoya is a good manager. So stuff like that. But do you have a game that you're looking to absolutely fade? Unless you had another point to make on this game or these teams or a player associated with either of these ball clubs.
Nothing too exciting on that one. I like back McCullers. I'm a big McCullers apologist.
Yeah, I like McCullers too. So I was hoping that we would boomerang back to that one. That was on my plan to do so. Man, after Houston, I mean, they still won though. I mean, they can't say much. You know, they just didn't win I didn't win the bets. So I went 0-3 personally on the Houston Astros.
So it doesn't matter what happens after that.
Yeah. So, I mean, but honestly, ultimately, they're my World Series pick. So, and my division winner. So that was a huge game against Oakland to get. And I got them in the, obviously coming out of the AL. And looking to make some postseason money on these guys. And Houston is a good ball club. And McCullers.
They are all around.
Was he named an all-star? I'm going to start asking that about everyone for the next couple days.
I don't know. I only knew Kikuchi because he's a Mariners, and so my Twitter, blew up.
Oh, yeah.
But I actually don't follow the All-Star stuff that much.
Okay, yeah, me neither. But, you know.
I'm excited for the home run derby there.
Yeah, good field.
They got some good. The first round matchup, they got Soto versus Shohei.
Oh, damn. That's Who do you got?
You got to go with Ohtani.
Yeah, his exit velocity is just like 10 miles per hour faster than anyone else's this year.
Yeah, plus what makes Juan Soto so great is his eye.
All right, and that doesn't matter in the home run. We lock it in right now. Is Ohtani winning the whole damn thing? He getting the taquito and the taco?
Dude, I wonder what the odds are on that.
They're not even out. Are they out? Can we do some quick work on that? I know we weren't planning on talking about this at all. But
no, let's save this for a
later date.
We can try doing an all-star pod.
Maybe we do a weekend week.
There you go.
Like, you know, mega show or something. I don't know. We'll figure something out. Good field. Pete Alonso not repeating as the champ. I'll go ahead and put money on that right now. As great as he is, and he could be one of the last two. The fact that you got that crazy first round matchup, you know, Olsen was just added. I don't think he's going to make it far. He's a great hitter, but you know, you look at the exit velocity angle and power of all the rest of the field, it's going to be tough to get through that. You know, he's going to be like a first round out maybe, or, you know, second round blowout out, you know, he squeaked past the first round, but I think I backed an Athletics hitter in the home run derby at one of the bars I was working at a couple years ago, and it didn't work out. So I'm a little salty. It was the one that Pete Alonso won. So maybe it was before COVID. Yeah, it was before COVID. Yeah, it was 2019.
Who was? I can't even think of who.
It might have been Olsen or Chapman. Or it might have been Cotton. No, Cotton. Was Mark Canha in that one? Canha? Whatever you pronounce his name?
Canha, yeah. I cannot think of who it was.
It was obvious. It was probably one of the Mats, obviously. I mean, they're the two names. And then throw in Mark. Bunch of biblical disciples out there in Oakland.
That's how they pick them.
Yeah. Hey, Bob Melvin, though. I like the Athletics.
Yeah.
They're just such a fun team. I know you don't want to talk about Pittsburgh and New York. I'm going to for a little bit.
It was Chris Davis.
Huh?
It was Chris Davis.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
2019, the home run derby.
Yeah, you're totally right. I was like, yeah, give me Chris Davis.
All right, sorry, what were we saying?
Retribution, comeback story.
Yeah.
No, it didn't work out. I think he got dusted in the first round. I think it was Pete Alonso that dusted him.
Might have been. I remember watching it, but.
Brubaker on the road for the Pirates is a lot better than he is at home for them at PNC. Tyon Walker got roughed up in his last start. I think this could be a string of things, a wall, you know, looking at the All-Star break. I think Pittsburgh could have some success. I'm not dumb enough after the debacle with the Orioles today to do Pittsburgh on, you know, the money line. But I do think we could maybe look at backing them in the first five and then maybe looking at a first five under, because Brubaker, he can be pretty dominant at times. And the Mets, oh, shoot, you know, never mind. I was going to try to talk myself into this narrative where, you know, they got a lot of people in that clubhouse that are getting prepped for All-Star break activities. So, you know, ultimately I wanted to make the case that Pittsburgh in the first five looked good, but I don't know if I'm putting it in the wager pass yet or not. So my confidence level is waning. So
my thoughts on Tyon Walker, he's been way better than expected, but he's got to slow down. The last time he pitched over 150 innings was 2017. Since then, 13 innings, one inning, 53, 27, 26, and now he's at 85.
Right.
Like, he hasn't pitched as much in half of his career.
Yeah.
So you said you think this might be a start of things to come. It very well could be.
Yeah. I'm no Nostradamus, but we'll see. Cincinnati-Milwaukee excites me a little bit more than that game. Detroit-Minnesota, also a 7:10 start game tomorrow. That, you know, is, oh, it's actually, it's today now. We hit the midnight hour. And so, okay, so technically, all right, so, all right, we're going to take a little tangent again. I know we're about to wrap up relatively soon, but I technically am now in two time zones, right? Because we're talking and recording this while you're in, you know, an hour
behind. I mean, we're always in two different time zones. We're in two different days now.
Touche.
So we are in two different days.
Two different time zones, two different days.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
What are you trying to get at?
That we're time travelers.
I mean, yeah, sure.
So
you want to get
Tyler did Molly get named an all-star?
I don't know. God, I hope not.
I mean, he's 7-3 with a 3.63 ERA. You know, you look at some dude, Ryan Dempster was an all-star. Come on.
I'm going to pull up the stupid All-star rush.
I can just stop asking. Like, it's that
easy. No. You seem to care. And if you care, I care.
I just find it funny. Adrian Hauser. Look, I'm not backing Milwaukee in any way. Seems like every time I do, one of their name household pitchers, Burns, Woodruff, Peralta, Hauser, they all freaking burn me. Give me Kofi Cogburn, you know. So I don't want to back them. I like Molly as a pitcher. And the Reds on the road suck as a team. So pretty much what I'm asking is, like, do you have an opinion on this? Because I'm lost in the sauce like a spaghetti sandwich. And there's heavy shade at minus 120 to the under, which I would look at, but Hauser's been getting roughed up. Castellanos probably still out of the lineup. Johnny India, I think, is probably going to. Team totals are set at 3.5 for both teams. Moustakas questionable.
India played today. I don't know why Castellanos was out. I think it was a schedule thing.
Okay, no, and it's already showing him in the projected lineup for tomorrow. So,
yeah, I think it was a scheduled day off.
I mean, Winker hits 348 against righties. I'm going to pull up his daily baseball data about himself against sorry, don't mind me. I was covering up my security camera and it was blocking my screen. I was covering it with my Styx ticket stub. I went to see Styx and Collective Soul recently and I was covering my, you know, I don't want Big Brother. I mean, they know everything already, but like,
yeah,
it's like,
they absolutely do.
If I want to walk around naked, I want to walk around naked. Like, what was I looking up? Oh yeah. Daily. You know, I want to Hauser against Winker. Cause I love to say Winker Dinker.
Yeah. So
I got to see how likely it is. And maybe I can talk Mr. Martinez into making a Winker Dinker play and speaking his magic into it. Vicariously and to satisfy my own selfish needs.
You're onto something there.
I mean, if
so, Winker's got some good numbers against Hauser.
Like, I haven't talked to him, or we haven't done our recording part for the show yet. So,
are you gonna do it?
No, I'm just gonna leave it as is and let it sedimentate. And you know, if he does it, he does it. But I think I might be speaking something into existence.
I'm thinking you might be. If he says it, then you really know.
Yeah.
I don't think you need to talk him into it, though.
If you know, you know. Then you know. All right. So Jesse Winker, he's seen 55 pitches against Mr. Hauser. And 16 plate appearances, 16 at-bats. 9 hits, which is team high. 5 home runs, dude. 5. 5 RBIs, 5 solo shots, 6 runs, 2 strikeouts. So he doesn't
really, that OPS.
He doesn't strike out against him. 562 average. He has a one and a half slugging. Tyler Naquin has a 1.66 slugging against the Hauser.
Yeah, only three at bats though.
Winker dinker.
Yeah. I don't hate that call. I like it.
What? He's had
one thing.
But water balances out, you know.
It sure does.
So it could be very sobering tomorrow. I mean, it'd just be very funny if it happens. I hope it does.
That'd be awesome. First of all, the Reds being bad on the road narrative needs to stop because they're a 500 team on the road.
All right. Well, okay.
How many times have they been there? Good.
Well, that's what I always say. That's usually what I say.
I bash their offense. What am I doing?
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I've been backing them on the road, and they've been doing it for me. They're not even that terrible on the road, to be honest. Actually, yeah, they are. Never mind. I lied. Offensively, they're bad on the road, but they're still getting wins.
I mean, what, they average like 2 runs less on the road?
It's about one.
Okay. I was definitely about one,
yeah.
Hyperbole was being used. They are.
I kind of like the Reds' money line there.
Yeah.
-105. Hauser sucks.
But then you got to worry about that bullpen. But I mean, if Molly goes seven,
I know their bullpen is so gross.
It's a dome. This could be a pitching battle.
Yeah, maybe look to a first five.
Yeah, I'm looking at -120 money line for Cincinnati, and then on the pick'em you got +110. So. More value at the, you know, plus halfer.
Tyler Molly's got some pretty severe home road splits.
How bad is he on the road? I don't even know that.
He's great on the road.
He's great on the road.
6.06 ERA at home. Good.
Team average for Milwaukee against Molly is a 3.08.
That's a lot.
And that is in... seeing 141 pitches and 31 plate appearances, 26 at bats.
That's a decent sample size.
3 walks, 13 strikeouts.
Molyneux's learned to command his fastball. It's all over the place.
Sheesh.
His splits are heavily favored at the road. He's 6 at home, 6 ERA at home, and 2.01 on the road.
Milwaukee's finally fully healthy, though.
Yeah, they do kind of.
How about
Jason? Potential, and we've seen it recently. They've been better.
Yeah, they have. Well, what, they won 11 in a row or some shit? They're in first place, which I got them winning the division in the preview article that we did. So
perfect.
It's only, you know, All-Star break or whatever, but it's to the point where, you know. It's fun to work with the Play-Doh, you know? Like, it's starting to take shape.
Yeah, it's a victory taking time. It's when you take your victory laps.
Yep.
And then hope people forget when it blows up in your face.
No. I just want to say that I think I picked the Royals to finish second in their division.
I don't even remember the Royals.
I know Cleveland.
Good news, though.
Yeah.
The Giants got the run line, so I ended up with a positive day. There you go.
Make up for me having a shit day. And then, Joe's +400 home run prop.
Yep.
Premium subscribers.
Adam his play.
Yep. Yeah. Y'all know how it goes. Then we got playoff basketball tomorrow, so best believe the Hoops team's going to be in there.
Yeah.
We got yous. We got y'all.
I'm sure they already know what their plays are gonna make.
Yeah, they Keith had some Discord stuff like 2 days ago on today's matchup. I see some stuff I'm tailing. And you wanna pick the next baseball game?
Ooh, what have we not talked about yet? Nationals Padres, that's just a good game.
Great pitching matchup.
Nothing I'm interested in playing.
Kansas City and Cleveland is starting a series against each other in division.
Yeah. You have to back the Indians every game, I feel like.
Especially in the first five. And the Royals are on the road, so they're a little more exposed. Mm-hmm. I like the fact that Gilbert's starting for the Mariners.
Yeah, I like him too.
I'm not looking to back
him. I like him a lot. They got a good one.
But
Jordan Montgomery for the Yankees. He's going to be good. I'm very confident he's going to make his way back. He hasn't been the same since Tommy John.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But
overall, not a lot of value on the card, honestly. I mean, we're looking at this a little more in a foreshadowing sense. But
yeah. And it helps when lineups get set.
Yeah. Obviously, this is something that we can use as a base before the dust settles. We didn't even talk about the Cubs game. I don't even want to talk about the freaking Cubs right now. But hey, guess who's starting for them?
Tomorrow? Oh, my boy.
Yeah. Past the Ozale.
Yeah, ever since I called him my boy, he's been hurting me.
Hey, he's got to be better than Alec Mills. Or wait, no, did Alec Mills actually did decent.
Yeah, he went today. He threw a gem.
Yeah, never mind.
Piece of crap.
His last start was bad.
He is so uninspiring to watch.
Yeah. He doesn't even look like he has fun out there.
No, he looks like my PE teacher. And he throws just sinker after sinker after sinker.
You still have a PE teacher?
It's so boring to watch, and no one can hit it. What?
You still have a PE teacher?
Not anymore. I feel like all my PE teachers were women for whatever that's worth.
I had
one. Come back on it.
Or two. One was a softball coach. One was a 300-pound lady, and I didn't think it made any sense at all. But I was in second grade, and I knew nothing about the world. So,
And she got a paycheck, so whatever.
Yeah, she was cool to me. She loves to play a lot of dodgeball. I think she just liked watching us hurt each other, climb up ropes, and fall like 15 feet.
Sounds like a good job.
Detroit, Minnesota. We didn't talk about that one.
No, AJ Hap. He sucks.
Yes, thank you. Yep, that's where I was going. I've got a lot of Tigers angles I like. And then after pushing in two different bets in their games today, I'm like a little more hungry. And I almost took them full game, and I'm so mad at myself that I didn't, because it would have made the push insurance a little less butt-hurty, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking to back Skubal. He's had some really good starts. He's worked hard to get his ERA down under 5, and I think he can get it under 4 with a good start against Minnesota. What worries me is Minnesota, generally, pretty good against lefties, especially Nelson Cruz with a 387 average.
Yeah, dude, he's like the only thing that scares me.
Jeffers.
Facing the lefty.
So, but J.A. Happ's so bad.
Yeah, he has been. He needs to retire, which sucks because he's a good person, but
yeah,
it's time to get out. But Skubal has been real good. His last outing, he got blown up, 5 earned runs. But before that, he's been good for 2 months now.
He had a good string there. And he got the control figured out, which is what I would dog on him the most. I like backing him. I'm going to back Detroit full game. I'm just throwing these out there because they're going to find themselves probably in the wager pass. Sneak preview to you guys. Whoop, whoop. But I just really like the Tigers today on a card that there's not a lot of bright, overzealous value. I think that I like them. And watch, J.A. Happ's going to go 8 innings or throw a gem. Because he did this a couple starts of his ago where I tried to fade him, and he went like almost a complete game. Or I think he did go 9 innings or some shit.
Like I remember that, actually.
Yeah, like it recently happened. But maybe, like, okay, we got it out of the way, so the rest.
Mm-hmm. I mean, every pitcher can do it once.
Like it's like now we can get back into the shitty shit that he can throw out.
Yeah, I mean, if you and I had the opportunity – if we each had could go out there and throw 100 games, we'd throw one gem too.
Would we really though?
Yes.
No, I don't.
I don't know.
I don't think so. Because I know
I can probably pump mid-70s.
And that thing is deader than. I can't come up with an analogy.
Yeah, but you're a lefty, so you'll Yeah, you're lefty. You'll throw a nice little. You'll get creative. That's what I'm trying to say.
You know how,
like all lefties do.
Well, my arm's been dead since like, 2006. But
yeah,
yeah. It's like, you know how people say like limp noodle or like a wet noodle. Mine's like a soggy ice cream sandwich. Like it's just yeah. So. Hey, I can get out there and Tim Wakefield it, but it's going to hurt like a mofo.
Yeah, so I'm going to teach you a knuckleball real quick. You can get there.
A slurve.
Yeah. Bring back some of those old pitches.
Hey, Wakefield was nasty. Reverse run line.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I'm a high advocate for that one, this Detroit game. Or just to be safe. Which I was safe today, and I ended up with two pushes in the first five inning bets with Detroit. But taking them, I mean, they're -125 in the first five. So the market is aware of J.A. Happ, and they're aware of Tarik Skubal.
Mm-hmm.
Over-under is at 5. And then on the money line, it's even money for Detroit in the first five. So...
What's the over-under on the first five?
5. And it's getting even shade at -115. Interestingly so.
Yeah, the whole game is over 9.5, -110 on both sides.
So you're getting over interesting. The value in the first five. So, like, look, first five is probably the petri dish to sample yourself into, you know? Like, this is probably...
Okay, yeah.
Like, we're looking at the market numbers. Like, it makes sense. And then look at how heavily they're favored. You know, it's only -105 for Minnesota as the home team in the first five with J.A. Happ on the mound.
Yeah.
The team totals in the first five are set from what I'm finding. But -125 is telling. And if Detroit does win this game full game, I think it's because of early success that they have. So the number narrative makes a lot of sense for me and what I'm seeing with way the odds makers and the breadcrumbs and the Hansel Gretel situation.
Yeah. All right. I like that. And both these bullpens are just so bad. If you're going to go full game, you almost have to go just take an over full game.
Yeah.
But if you're doing anything else, maybe first five.
Well, you know what, buddy Buckaroo? I do have over 9.5 here on my card.
There you go.
So. Tarik Skubal, man. And his name's fun. Does he have a screwball in his arsenal? Please tell me he does.
I don't think he does.
Screwball.
He does throw a lot of pitches.
Like,
he throws seven pitches.
He's got, I was going to say, he's got a crazy arsenal. I knew that. But if I was a Detroit bar owner or bartender, I would have a drink.
You'd make a drink.
Named the Skubal Screwball. But I would want it to be. Yep. Accurate, you know, like if he didn't have a screwball, I didn't want to name it after it. That'd be stupid. So,
he can get something else, curveball. I don't know.
So,
one random thing I like to look at with these guys is their ERAs with bases loaded, just because they're all ridiculous. And I'm still back on Jordan Montgomery. I hadn't changed my page yet. He's got a 40 ERA with bases loaded. I just find that funny.
40. Oh, my. That's a stout number.
That's just something funny I always like to look at.
Because
the numbers are so ridiculous.
I really want to support the under in the first five of Kansas City Cleveland to backstomp a little bit. I wasn't going to extrapolate on any thought too much there, but. Just throwing that into the mix of chatter, but really, really into some Detroit action. I'm hoping that those pushes will balance out. And look, like we stay true to the target. Maybe we crack the log. I don't know. I think that's what lumberjacks say or something. Or like a mix of archers and lumberjacks. Like if you hit it a good amount of times in the right spot, you'll split the log. So that's what we're going with. It's
okay,
like John Madden. Like you, if you want a good football team, you have to have good football players. You know, he said that shit and won Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Or Super Bowl. And he only won one, right?
Got paid lots of money for it.
Yeah. Like you know, the guy that gets the ball in the end zone gets the touchdown. Like, you know, that's
yeah,
that was his logic, and it worked every time. He was never wrong. So let's harness. Actually, hold on. I'm making a joke.
John Mann energy.
I'm jotting a note for whenever I load the show up to use John Madden as the picture for the show.
Perfect.
Yeah. Like old John Madden. Like maybe him as a coach. What do you think? Or as
I just
as
picture his. When I think of John Madden, I think of his games and the picture of him on front of a Nintendo 64 cartridge.
Of, like the N64. Like
yeah, I picture Madden him on the 97 N64 cartridge.
Or some shit. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
He's
yeah.
like hands are sticking out a little bit.
Yeah. And it's a retro throwback, like, you know, culture. Yeah. Culture, you know, yeah, let's do it. So John Madden picture, vintage
N64.
All right, cool. All right, it's settled. So that's happening for the cover, and y'all Perfect. Got to witness the birth and the regurgitation of that formation or whatever Perfect. Gestation. I'm just using every TION word now at this point of an idea. So that happened. And for the baseball card.
Dude, I kind of like this Mariners money line on here.
Yeah, I was about to ask you, you said Mariners?
I do. God, dude. I like Logan Gilbert. Jordan Montgomery sucks, especially on the road. For now, he'll get better.
I'm going to have you talk.
And I don't think the Yankees are going for the sweep tomorrow, and I don't think they'll get it.
You said money line?
Mariners money line, plus 125. They have a better pitcher. They're at home.
Yeah. Hey, check. You know, those are two of the big things in baseball handicapping.
Yeah.
All right. Look, I'm looking at my tally site right now is the reason I ask. I'm going through some tally site stuff for the slate. And, yeah, they got them plus 122, but I got my performance pulled up 18 and 17, so a true 51%.
On Mariners?
Yeah. But hey, here's something. As a home underdog, they're 35 and 34. And at home in general, they're 26 and 18, 59%. So
that's pretty good.
As home underdog 17 over and 11. Record.
Yeah.
61%.
All right. Well, we just talked ourselves into it, baby.
That will be something I lock into on Tally site. And I'll be excited to see wherever you put that play. In the card tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll see if I can get it in there.
I can't believe I really want to back Pittsburgh, but I do, at least in some way. Probably not happening, though. Oh, man. It's such a weird card, and we're getting so close to the All-Star game that, you know, the psychology
I of know.
These ball clubs are changing a lot, you know? So
I think now it's just weirder than ever.
Like, is this... cop out season for us, like going into All-Star break?
No, I just think it's back off season for both of us.
Yeah, back off season, not cop out.
There are gonna be a lot of bullpen games,
man. You know what I realized?
Lineups like Castellanos today.
Yeah, like he was just kind of out, but now he's gonna be in today. Now that we're speaking, Houston. I'm bad at their totals, so guys, fade me. On Houston totals full game 18 and 21 and 2 on the year 46%. Ouch.
What was the percent?
46%.
That's not bad.
Out of 41 plays. So yeah, it could be worse. But Houston it's under Astros, 50. You know, it's not like
over under. I'm 10 and 3 on their over unders.
Damn, man. I what did you say? You're 10-3.
10-3, dude. I nailed the freaking Astros. Overall, I'm number 2, 31-16.
Wow!
On Astros, no idea. 16.
Yeah. Arizona Diamondbacks. I am 26-15, 63% on their money line plays. I had no idea until we started cracking this open.
Yeah, these things are fun. Ooh, I think I'm bad on the Diamondbacks.
I'm going to back them at home against the Rockies. I know that. I don't know in what way. Like, them on the run line, their slugging, their power is just, like, you know, there.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
It's kind of funny to go through these teams on Tally's height.
As we're randomly tangentizing here, wrapping up my thoughts about Detroit, I wanted to back them a lot. I think we made that clear. And I think that pretty much wraps up the MLB card in a formal standpoint, would you say?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
I don't love tomorrow's card.
I don't love it. It's one of those cards getting us ready for all those series to start up Friday, you know, in the weekend stuff. Mm-hmm. So Thursday is always weird in baseball. We got the NBA Finals. In the side preview section, Encyclopedia Volume A, sub Roman numeral XI, you'll find you'll find some of that. So, and possibly some Ultimate Disc talk. Really looking forward to doing that this week. But yeah, I wanted to float a really funny baseball nickname / just reference term your way and see what you think about it, because I literally made myself laugh as I was watching. I think he's with the Yankees now. As I was watching this player play, and it's a play on words with his name, and I'll get a rating from you and we'll see how it goes. So Jeremy Lamb.
Okay.
Jeremy Lamb. I cleverly thought, you know, Lamb mind, you know, like, you know, especially if it's a home run, like a winker dinker.
What was it? He cut out around. He said it. Lamb what?
Lamb mine.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine.
All
right. One of my favorite restaurants in downtown Boise makes lamb grinders.
Okay.
That's all a little better.
All the more reason for me to come out and visit.
Hell yeah. We get lamb grinders and go to a Boise State game.
Speaking of here, this will be like one of the last things we do. I know you got like parental duties and stuff going on as we do this, and I should probably go to bed, but like, who cares? I'm probably going to make another pot of coffee and do some more work. What was I doing? Oh yeah. Let's look up this Boise State schedule. And roughly take a stab at what would be interesting. So, starting. Oh, my goodness. Okay, dude, it's solved. Are you ready for this?
Are you going to come during the game I expected you to come to?
Dude, do you see what I'm talking? Or I might come for the UTEP game, because that one is fucking... Oh, my gosh, Papa Dan, I'm sorry. That is bomb.
Dude, that's two times.
That's twice in the past month. Dang. It's like my G-Mall. She collects quarters for that. Yeah, so Oklahoma State, September 18th. I mean, that's like...
Yeah, that's the game. They're already favored by like 10 points or something.
No, there's no way. Y'all are going to win that.
Yeah. No, this is what I was talking to you about like a month ago.
Yeah, I know.
In the Discord.
I have been doing my college football previews. And I'm ready to start spewing some information. I think I might have roped Adam into a crazy idea. But man, you guys got some really good scheduled games at home. Wyoming, yeah. New Mexico, y'all will probably score 59 points on each of them at home. Wyoming, they'll score, but y'all are going to score more. Air Force, that could be a fun game to come watch. Nevada, actually, Carson Strong at quarterback, NFL prospect, playing on the Smurf turf. That will be a huge Mountain West game right there. Nevada, I'm right now, I'm picking them to win the Mountain West.
You got another NFL prospect?
Yeah.
At quarterback?
Yeah, they got this kid. He's tall. He's kind of like Carson Palmer, even though, I mean, it's funny because his first name is Carson. It makes me maybe look at him in a Carson sense, but Yeah, freaking cannon, dude. Comes off like the missiles off of the Predator's shoulder. Just like honed in, ready to go. His receiving core is phenomenal. The offensive line is all intact. They return all their starters. This Nevada team, I'm high on them. I really like the Nevada team this year.
The OK State and Nevada game are only 2 weeks apart. I might make a long trip.
I'll just come out. I'll
hang out here for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Do some fishing. Maybe I can do some dishes in the restaurant there for you guys and do some fishing, do some dishes. And
there you go.
Hang out in Boise. So I think it's settled. And in between,
oh, yeah,
you guys play Utah State on the road. So
We can watch out, that at my house.
Just watch a ton of Boise State football in motherland. So.
What's your thoughts on the blue turf? You hate it?
No, dude, it's awesome. Like, it's fearsome. It's fearful, you know? It's gimmicky
now. That looks cooler in person.
Yeah, that's the thing. I bet it, like, looks like a big, awesome, waving blue, like, field. You know, it's got its own feng shui to it. You can definitely respect that, you know?
Definitely a love-hate thing, but...
Yeah, I mean... The thing is the dedication to it. Like, y'all been doing it for a lot longer than what people have been paying attention to, you know, to it for.
Yeah.
So way before the Chris Peterson days, I mean, it's been a thing. So when y'all were in the WAC even. Mm-hmm. So 1990
WAC
99. I mean, it's been around. So
Hey,
I love some Boise State football. So most successful program jumping from FCS, you know?
Yeah, I know. Like, highest winning percentage since 2000, I think, I believe it is.
Yeah. You know, we can talk all day about the court. Like, we could do a Boise State episode just about the quarterbacks. All right,
fine. I'll come on. I can get my favorite local beat reporter, too.
Yeah. Actually, I do need to figure out who the beat reporter is. I need to get in good touch with them. I would love to have a Boise State representative on the show for that. That'd be cool. Sick. Actually, let's write a note about that. Click note. Boise State. Actually, I just stumbled across. That's so weird. We're talking about that. I just stumbled across a Twitter account for the Boise State beat writer. So I'm already ahead of the game. I'm sorry.
Who was it? Do you know?
No, not off the top of my head. I can't remember. But he was on that sports gambling podcast network, college football preview podcast I've been listening to, where they go through every team, 130 teams, and it's a lot of good information. Oof. And they usually on folks from different media outlets. So I'm getting to know a lot of awesome beat reporters and writers.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
So lots of good content, y'all. So if y'all want to join me on this voyage, they're only halfway through almost. So
sheesh. Yeah, it's a lot to take in.
Yeah, it is. But I love it. Collegiate sports has a special place in my heart, and I can't wait for hoops. UCLA, like you said in Discord, retained a bunch of talent. And Kofi Cockburn, I made a reference to him earlier, but he also needs a landing spot. So, you know, couple of Abner from Oral Roberts made his way back. So
I saw that.
They made.
Oral Roberts is expected to be good too. I'm just excited for the portal stuff to all settle.
Yeah. NIL.
Just to have a team.
Yeah. Portal, NIL. Like, you know, what you're going to see, I think, and then we can wrap the show here. I know I said that like 10 minutes ago, but. With the NIL, like, we're going to see a lot more. Okay, like, what a 3-star used to be is now going to be like a 4-star because it opens up so much more stuff that would caliberize, if you will, these recruits or these athletes, you know? So we're going to start seeing Florida Internationals landing 4 and quote, unquote 5-star guys in the transfer portal.
Yeah.
And UTEPs, and I don't know why I'm sticking with Conference USA specifically, but Akron and, you know, Oregon State getting some folks, you know, that they normally wouldn't. So it's going to be interesting. And honestly, it's going to make season-long handicapping and futures markets a lot more landmine-ish and touchy-feely, and a lot more volatile of a market, if you ask me.
It's just going to take some getting used to.
Yeah, at least a year.
These players don't, they don't, yeah, you don't have to go play for Kentucky if you want to be in the NBA.
No.
Like, if you're good, find a place that'll give you some playing time and go play there. Play for Memphis.
Go play at Oral Roberts. He was going to the NBA at Abner. So, like, that's where he came back.
And he's
back
officially
from.
Backed out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's the thing. It's cool to do that now, you know? It's cool to pee your pants.
Mm-hmm. It is. That is cool to pee your pants.
So, and then everyone wants to be the Miles Davis of doing that. So you can't do that by just going to play at Kentucky. You got to find a really cool school and take them on a crazy ass run. And
yeah, if you're good, they'll find you. That's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. I'm not going to quote Field of Dreams, but you know where I'm getting.
I know where you're going.
So, okay. Well, he's at Blake LaWatch on Twitter. LaWatch. Blake, in your normal spelling. If you spell it differently, you're one of those weird flower wicker moon lady people or something. No offense. But like, yeah, no, definitely not seeing any different spellings of Blake, but, we're at Hoopball Gaming as a team collectively. Don't forget to go to the website at hoop-ball.com and check out all the free content. There is so much on there, and there's just so many articles swirling right now with so much good information based around the talent going in and out, new rankings. You know, dynasty rankings are getting overhauled because all these players are deciding to come back. So take advantage of our work and reap the benefits. So it lay in it, whatever the saying our grandparents would use is. And get behind our team and then consider the premium content. Wager Pass is just 33 cents a day, less than what a latte would cost, in my opinion. So check that out. Check Blake out because he's got good plays. He had a really good profitable day today. Good call on the Giants once more, buddy.
Hey, thanks. Yeah, they saved my day.
Yeah. I needed a whole lot more to save mine, but that's okay. We got tomorrow. We got some.
I'll take our turns.
You know, different angles that we're going to have to look at. More, you know, digestion and, what's that word called? Discipline. Yeah, we need some discipline. Do not back Matt Harvey. That is Matt Harvey Dent. I am just so dumb for that, and I shouldn't even be hosting this podcast. But with that, we should probably go ahead and let you get on out of here. In this segment of the show, probably gonna sandwich and beef it up. It's gonna be a mega show combined. We got some great, great contributors coming on, but I'll do a traditional goodbye here and we can tie it all together how we need to. With that being said, I am sending you all of my good vibes and all of my good energies. And today in sports betting is out.
This has been a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.